AP News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Trump's historic impeachment trial starts early next week in the Senate. Sagar Magani with details.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tonight in Des Moines, a half dozen Democrats running for president will debate less than 3 weeks before the Iowa caucuses. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a no-show at a House hearing on Iran. Former Obama administration Deputy National Security Advisor Avril Haines says she's not convinced about the reasoning for the drone strike that killed a top Iranian general.
We would not have had the legal basis for taking an action against Soleimani in Iraq without their consent, without it being an imminent threat. And they want to know what that imminent threat is, and nothing that's been said really backs that up.
In a Los Angeles suburb, jet fuel dumped by a Delta airliner making an emergency run to the Los Angeles airport fell onto 56 children and adults at five schools. L.A. Fire says everyone exposed was treated with soap and water. National Security Agency says it discovered a major security flaw, Microsoft's Windows 10 operating system, that could allow hackers to intercept communications. Microsoft is offering a free software fix. Police in Tampa, Florida say a woman, while walking through a Walmart, opened unpaid items, including flammable materials, projectiles, and matches, as she tried to build a bomb. This is AP News. President Trump's daughter and advisor, Ivanka Trump, is in Atlanta. She toured facilities that helped human trafficking survivors.
There's no better time for us to be gathered here discussing how we can tackle modern-day slavery, pursue justice for victims, and, very importantly, hold traffickers accountable to the fullest extent of the law.
Some sex trafficking survivors shared their stories during a roundtable discussion. Boston Red Sox fire manager Alex Cora. Cora, the bench coach for the Houston Astros when they won the World Series in 2017, was reportedly the architect of the Astros electronic sign stealing system. He is said to have brought it with him to Boston, where the Sox won a series in 2018. The Astros yesterday fired both their manager and general manager in the wake of the investigation, which is still ongoing by Major League Baseball. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.